Everyone has a moment in their life when something happens in an instant and things will never be the same.
We each have memories and experiences that are the basis of our characters and our identities.
We feel so tied to our secrets because we won't ever forget them. We can't forget them, no matter how much we want to.
You might not overcome life's obstacles, but it doesn't mean they haven't changed you.
University of Wisconsin-Madison freshmen have been gathering their thoughts since last fall, and tomorrow night they'll bare their souls in audio essays that they've produced at a campus event called The Identity Project. The sound and the feel will be familiar if you're a fan of the public radio program This American Life. And joining us now to talk about it are Erica Halverson, she's an assistant professor of curriculum and instruction, and Mark Pedoni, he's one of the students who took part. Good morning.
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 Where did this idea come from?
So there is a program on campus called the Freshman Interest Group Program that is designed to help transition students successfully to the college experience. And I had been kind of obsessing over This American Life and its value for allowing people and young people in particular for expressing complicated issues about self and identity. And so I had this idea to meet with the fabulous Larry Mueller, and luckily Larry was flexible in the teaching of his course and agreed to focus together on allowing students to construct radio documentaries in the style of This American Life that were focused on the kinds of identity-based struggles that a lot of freshmen in college are going through.
Now, Mark, I was really intrigued by your story, how you were influenced by your grandfather, even though you never really knew him fully, because all throughout your childhood, he could barely interact with you because of a near-fatal gunshot wound.
Growing up, I kind of heard stories all about my grandfather, but how he came from Mexico and, gave our family basically the possibilities for anything.
For me, I see him as a savior. For without him, I don't know where I'd be. So much of my life depends on what he did. And sometimes I ask myself, did he even know what he did for us? Because sometimes I don't even think I can know.
This was kind of like my whole tribute to him as much, because I never knew how to portray how much I want to thank him or how much he means to my family.
And he really encouraged your family to set their standards high and aspire to those standards.
Exactly.
I'm interested in knowing the format that this presentation will take.
We were really attracted to the idea of a more community-oriented event, and so we modeled it more after an art gallery space where we're going to have a series of listening events. So each episode, which is about 40 minutes long, will be aired in a room with people sitting around. I envision that people will maybe come in and out. And then at the end of each episode, we're going to have a talk back. And so audience members will have an opportunity to give feedback, ask questions. I think these guys are really ready to have some response to their pieces beyond their teachers, who think they're fabulous anyway.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
Erica Halverson and Mark Pedoni are involved in the Identity Project, which has a Facebook page. That's where you can find out more about this weekend's public listening event. You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio.